Live from the edge of Hamilton's escarpment, this is Indy 101.5 CIOI.
It's a little hot.
Why so loud? Why are you yelling at our listeners? Sorry, listener.
To whomever is out there, apologies.
All right, so here we are. I'm sounding a little out of breath because I just ran from the parking lot, running a little behind today. Here we are on Indy 101.5 with Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
Yes.
Good day.
Welcome in. And off the top there, you heard a classic oldie but goodie TV theme, one of my favorite shows ever, Quantum Leap, which the new... It's not a reboot. It's a continuation, kind of a sequel series. Premieres tonight on NBC. So after you've done the show, hopefully it'll be on and you can watch it.
Isn't NBC, that's like Netflix, but it's not streaming. You actually have to watch it, you like live?
You know what, man?
That's new, right?
True.
That's new.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's on one of the streaming services, though. So
probably, you're right.
Watch for that.
All right.
With no Scott Bakula.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because, you know, Scott Bakula's good. But anyway, so tonight what we want to do is we want to hear from those of you that are listening. We'd love for you to call in. What's the number, Mark?
That would be 905-575-1628.
What's that number again?
905-575-1628.
Now, so if you call us and let us know, what are you watching on TV? What are you watching? Movies are you watching? And... tell us whether, you know, maybe we should watch them. Maybe our other listener might want to watch them, or maybe we shouldn't. We should skip them. You know, I particularly am interested in knowing if anybody has watched what's the new Game of Thrones one? House of Dragons, is that what it's called?
It is. I haven't seen it yet.
I have not either, and I've not seen any of the new Lord of the Rings thing. What is it? The Rings of Power.
Yeah.
So if you've watched either of those and you want to tell us what you think of them. That would be awesome. That number again, Mark, is?
905-575-1628.
And there are no free giveaways, and we will not be delivering pizza. That's just if you want to call and talk to us about...
If you call in and give us a great tune to play, then maybe
that
you can win a date with Simon.
Well, you'll win our undying gratitude regardless.
At the very least.
Okay, so one of the things that I've been watching that I have been enjoying...
What's that?
...is that the new She-Hulk show. Have you seen any of that, Mark?
Yes, I saw the first three episodes, and then I had to Google who the hell... Megan Thee the Stallion?
Megan the Stallion, yes. And I think we should play something by Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't think we can.
Why not? Oh, okay.
She's a current rapper, so...
Yes,
most of
I get it.
You know, she sings co-lead on WAP with Cardi B.
Oh, yes. We
so
can't play any of that.
We can't play that, no.
No.
Unless we can play it. If everyone agrees right now, cover your ears.
Yeah. All right, well...
I got one.
Okay.
I've been watching... I'm finally catching up on season 3 of The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, right, yes. There's lots of good music in that. I watched that, too. That was great. If you haven't seen The Umbrella Academy, you should watch it.
And it's filmed locally, too.
A lot of it is, and locally, lots of it in Hamilton, some of it in Toronto. It's on Netflix if you've got the Netflix.
Yes,
or the Netflix. If you can convince somebody to give you their password and use their Netflix.
You're not supposed to suggest that.
Shh, don't tell Netflix.
Okay. Anyway, from season one, and this is my favorite sequence in the whole show, and there's a lot of good spots. It's number 5 is the young boy in the group. he's having this shootout. He's not actually shooting. He's just forcing these guys to shoot each other while he teleports around a donut shop listening to this song. It's They Might Be Giants in Istanbul, not Constantinople, on the Soundtrack Show here on
Indy 101.5.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Thursday light on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople. Been a long time gone, a Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Boom.
Constantinople, no, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Bye.
Hey, we're back. Are we back?
We are back.
Oh, actually. There we go.
There we are. That's Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight, their cover of the King Harvest classic, and that was from season one of the Umbrella Academy.
Right. So again, tonight we'd love to hear from anybody who wants to hear to voice their opinion on what they've been watching. You know, no haters here. Constructive criticism only, please.
Ideally. So to that end, you can give us a call. Do it old school. Hit the phone icon on your phone and dial us at 905-575-1628. And if you're feeling cheeky and you don't or shy, you can also text us at 289-768-2758.
Okay, or you can go to our Facebook page, Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show at Indie 101.5 on the old Facebook, and you can comment on the last post that's up about what you might like to say, and we'll read it on the air. Or we can make it anonymous if you want.
Yes. And or telepathically just project to us, what are you watching and what music is in it?
So, Mark, what do we got coming up next?
We've been watching and catching up on old X-Files episodes because it's all – every episode's on Disney right now, right?
Right. And so actually that's a good point though. Sorry to interrupt. But so it doesn't have to be something current and new. I mentioned two new shows that I'd love to hear about and see if people dug them or not. But it could be something you're rediscovering or rewatching and you're like, hey, this sucks. I didn't think it was this bad. Or you could be like, I can't believe that this is holding up as well as it has been. So let us know whatever you're watching, movies, TV shows, YouTube videos, I don't know, and we'll let us know what you've been watching and what's keeping you entertained.
So to that end, we're watching The X-Files. There's one really funny episode where Scully and Mulder are chasing a monster, which is every episode for the most part, but... the monster they're chasing changes shape, and they happen to be interrupted by the camera crew from the TV show Cops, both of which were big on Fox in the 90s. And so
I'm nodding here, by the way, yes. For everybody who's not telepathic.
Anyway, so from the theme from the TV show Cops, of course, was the classic reggae tune Inner Circle, Bad Boys by Inner Circle. So, that's what we're playing right now. It's Bad Boys Inner Circle on the Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5. What you gonna do when they come for you?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your eyes will now give you no breaks. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Mm-hmm.
love for father. Reflection comes and reflection goes. I know sometimes you wanna let go.
It's time to remember, all suspects are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, how could you forget?
That's true.
All right, so the classic Inner Circle, Bad Boys.
From Cops?
From Cops, which is no longer on the air, I believe. I don't even know. You can probably watch old videos and old episodes on YouTube.
I think they've got a Best of Cops on Disney Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Disney Plus got everything now.
Well, yeah.
All right.
They own the world now.
But they don't own this next one we're going to talk about.
They don't. It started off as a YouTube show, and then Netflix bought it.
Good for Netflix.
Is it super popular? Yes. Is it terrible? Absolutely.
So we're talking about Cobra Kai. Now, I haven't seen the new season yet.
It's not any better than the other seasons.
But is it worse? Or is it bad in a good way? Worse in a good way, I guess is what I should say.
It's all bad in a good way. It's a horribly addictive show, and it's a stupid soap opera. It's like Sweet Valley High meets Bloodsport.
Yeah. I like the meme that's out there right now. It's like two middle-aged guys going through a midlife crisis accidentally start a gang war. Yeah.
Except now there's not just the two. That was the first couple seasons where it was Johnny and... You find out that from the other point of view, Johnny had a point.
Which is a concept actually that came out of the show How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So in How I Met Your Mother, Barney, played by Neil Patrick Harris,
yes.
His idol is Billy Zabka, and he believes that Daniel is the villain of Karate Kid, and that Johnny is the hero, and he was cheated out of his win because Daniel used an illegal kick. That whole concept
with a broken leg.
Yeah, that whole concept came out of How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, cute. So they both have a point.
They do.
They do, and so that I went back recently and watched the original Karate Kid movie, and yeah, it's not clear cut. Daniel's being overly aggressive back to the bully who was pissing him off at the beginning of it. So I mean, again, they're not both perfectly right or wrong, which makes it more interesting.
But a lot of the bad stuff is also really funny because Johnny is so stuck in the 80s. And
he listens
still,
to some awesome music.
Well, he still listens to 80s music, still watches 80s shows, still drives 80s cars. You know, he's still stuck in the 80s. It's pretty funny. And he sort of sees the light to some extent, but not to the point where he's, you know... reformed, let's say. So anyway, what do we got from Cobra Kai?
As a fellow former wedding DJ, you're not going to like this one at all, but I'm going to play it anyway because it's in season 4 of Cobra Kai, and it's Billy Idol doing a cover of the Ronnie James and the Shandells.
Yes. Since we're playing it on the radio, we won't have to hear the sing-along part, so
no,
it's fine.
Nobody's done that in years. Anyway, Moni Moni, well, Billy Idol.
Everybody's
going to
do it
show.
In their head, though. You know that, yes. Right? All right.
Hey,
keep
mother,
it clean, folks.
Dig it.
All right. You want to dance? I'm
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's enough of Money Money.
It's always enough of Money Money.
There's never too much, or there's never not, what am I saying? It's always too much. That's yes. What I'm trying to say. Not that, you know what, Billy, just to be clear, lots of cool Billy Idol songs. Just that one's been a little overdone.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
If you've been to a wedding in the last 30 years, you've heard that song probably.
Maybe not in the last 10, though.
Okay.
It's so, sort of fallen out of favor there.
Yeah. Between 30 and 20, you heard it, but maybe not in the last little while.
Anyway, we have somebody called in.
Yes. Our listener called in. Kareem, you there?
I do. And actually, I got a quick Money Money story, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, we're always cool with that.
Hit it. No swearing, please.
Okay, so I used to do a couple shows back with the station over the years. I did the jazz show, but I also did another show where I, you know, come in and just play whatever I felt like mixed in with the what had already been sort of set out in the alternative format. But a former station manager, so a couple station managers back, didn't like when I mixed in, you know, some of the more 80s stuff. He didn't like 80s music. You know.
Troglodyte.
So it was a Saturday, and I thought, okay, he's probably not listening. You know, I'll throw in some stuff. So
Rebel.
So who was that, Les or Andy?
Playing. Yeah.
Who was that, Les or Andy?
Well, no names on the air.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oops. Anyway, So I played it on, and this security guard is staring at me through the window, and I'm like, uh-oh. I was scared. I did something wrong. And then he stared for about what seemed like an eternity, although maybe it was only a minute. Then he started dancing right outside the indie studio window. And I'm like, ah.
To Money Money?
Yeah, to Money Money, wow. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Any chance you get the rock out, that's an important thing.
Yeah, hey. We might not like Money Money, but that doesn't mean that if you, and I'm, by you I mean
everybody
who's listening, if you dig it, then you should dig it. That's what I say. So anyway, Kareem, what have you been watching lately? What do you dig? What do you want to tell us about that you've been enjoying?
Okay, so a couple of things came to me when you put this theme out. So I watched the movie Spencer not too long ago, which is kind of appropriate, you know, given what we're thinking about right now with the royal family and all of that.
Right. And, Princess Diana. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And near the end of the movie, just out of nowhere, comes Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need Is a Miracle. And it was just, I've never, you know, I liked the song before, but when it came at that moment in the movie, it's like, I love this.
Cool. So. That's why I started this show way back when. We had this, what, 5 years? I've always loved the emotional response that a properly set song in a movie will bring out. And it can set the setting and set the mood, and I've always loved that transition just by playing a song. Even if it's like a Money Money where it's been played 1,000 million times, if it's used in the right context in a movie or a TV show, suddenly it brings out where you were when you first heard that and just rolls it right down. It's always why I've been a big fan of this stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, can you imagine a movie without music, you know? So, all right, do you want to hear the other story or should we play something and then Kareem can hang out with us for a couple minutes?
Sure, let's do that. So I'll play this. So the song was Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need Is a Miracle, and that is from Kareem, and that will be on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show in the 101.5.
I know you would never
All I Need Is a Miracle, Mike of the Mechanics, right here on the Soundtrack Show, as requested by Kareem. And that was from the soundtrack to the film Spencer.
Spencer. As in Lady Diana Spencer.
Yes.
Who was later Diana Princess of Wales, and then was not Princess of Wales anymore. So.
And then she's no longer with us.
Yes, unfortunately.
See, I was going to make a crude joke there, and I decided not to.
You know.
I'm growing as a person.
Yes. Anyway, Kareem, you still there?
Of course.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You had another little story for us. Or a
sure.
Suggestion.
Well, I was just watching this the other night, and the movie House of Gucci, beautiful movie, beautifully shot movie, star cast, everyone from Lady Gaga to Al Pacino in there, and I appreciated the mixture of music, everything from Italian music, even an Italian version of I'm a Believer was in there.
Oh, that's cool.
and the Eurythmics' Here Comes the Rain Again, which was kind of random, but
that's a great tune.
It is a great tune, which is why we're going to play it.
We're going to play it right now. And, Krim, thanks for calling in, man. Hopefully, we'll hear from you again soon.
Anytime.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics from the House of Gucci, right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Thank you.
You mean now?
Now.
So pausey sometimes.
I know. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Hey, am I on the air?
You are on the air. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 105.
And you're on the air.
I keep trying to get on, and I keep getting season.
Yeah, I know. The queue was pretty backed up there.
Phones are jammed.
Yes, jammed up.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. We cleared the lines just for you. Yes. Like, that's the truth. We just, you know. Karim hung up, and
this is wonderful. I'm feeling great right now.
Anyway, so Jeff, have you seen House of the Dragon yet?
Yeah, so I'm watching it currently, and it's not too bad. It's not too bad. I would say, as the kids say, it's about mid.
Mid?
It's about mid range.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's pretty good. Like it passes the time.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
I did watch Game of Thrones, and I read the books.
And, oh, you're one of those. You've read the books.
I sometimes read things.
I have read the books, too. I'm just kidding.
And so, you know what? It's a pleasant diversion.
And
if you're having a goofy day, it's a pleasant diversion. So.
And so what was your opinion of the ending of Game of Thrones?
I was okay with it.
You were okay with it? So
I was okay with
it. Now that we know that, compare the new show to the previous show.
I don't think it's comparable.
So it's not as good.
Comparable. The only great thing that stands out is Matt Smith, who...
Did you say Matt or Max?
I think it's Matt Smith who played...
The Doctor.
Queen Elizabeth's husband,
you mean Doctor Who?
Is that Doctor Who?
Matt Smith was the Doctor, yes.
You're kidding.
No.
Who?
Matt Smith, the Doctor. He was the one after... Yeah.
Who's on first?
I guess.
Sorry. It's been too long a day. Me not catch up.
He's the best feature of that show.
That's awesome. That's good to know.
The House of the Dragon. Yeah.
Okay.
I always liked him on the Doctor Who. I'm very happy that he found a gig. So
that's cool. And what else you got for us? What movies have you been watching? I know you like the 80s.
So I'm doing a retrospective of Mad Max. So I started watching Mad Max on the weekend. I'm going to do this weekend coming up. I'm going to do Road Warrior. Then Thunderdome, and I've never seen Fury Road, which I heard is amazing.
It's good. It's really good. It's really good. Is it Tom? Is it Tom Hardy who plays Mad Max in that one? I can't remember. It was really good. It's a good movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's definitely. I think you'll enjoy it. So in honor of,
I have one thing though.
Oh yeah, go for it.
I did not understand one thing about the Fury Road.
No spoilers.
No, I'm not. But it's the end of the world. You've got these, and the big fight is for gasoline, which I get. That makes sense. But
very topical.
They're not very fuel-efficient vehicles these people drive.
No.
Like, you'd think there'd be like an army of armed Priuses running through the desert like this.
I'd definitely
or a Chevette or something.
Electric or a solar-power vehicle at this point.
Yes, that would make much more sense.
Oh, for sure. All right, well... we're going to get you ready for Beyond the Thunderdome. We're going to play some Tina Turner for you.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great night, guys. I love your show. I love it. I listen to it every week.
All
I
right.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Okay,
thanks, Jeff. Bye.
We don't need another hero. Tina Turner from Beyond Thunderdome, Mad Max.
Indy 101.5. Thank you.
day is coming. All else are castles built in the air.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, Simon.
Thanks.
There you go.
One man, two men enter, one man leaves, right? All right. So it's my turn. I'm going to throw out some of my recommendations. I'm just getting a text from our friend, the Dill there, who's coming up. He's going to see if he can make it in and chat with us for a couple minutes before his show at 8. So I'm going to throw out some recommendations. We may not get to play music from all of them, but I found this show on Disney Plus called Big Sky.
All right.
And it's about two female detectives, and it's a pretty good show. There's three seasons. It's not, you know, amazing. I don't think it's going to win any Emmys or anything like that.
Is it a Disney Plus show or is it?
No, it's on Star or whatever. And it's from some other network. It's not a Disney. It doesn't originate at Disney. So, it's fun. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I've also been rewatching Two Broke Girls.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. I also started rewatching Community. I don't know if you know that show. Donald Glover, Joel McHale.
Chevy Chase
is in the first few seasons now. I have not seen all the seasons of Community. I watched, I think, up to the fourth or fifth season, and then it starts to get strange, and then I never went back and watched. I think there's seven seasons.
I watched the one episode where they played Dungeons and Dragons, which was a hoot.
Yeah. And of course, you know, in the first season, there's a lot of Chevy Chase falling, which is always great.
Yes.
So from the first season of Community, we're going to play a couple of tunes. We're going to listen to The Violent Femmes, Please Do Not Go, and then also Bruce Hornsby and The Range. We're going to do The Way It Is. And there's I think it's the third episode of the first season, Chevy Chase does this, like, he's supposed to write a new school song for the college. And he comes up with the tune he thinks is original, but it's the tune to Bruce Hornsby in The Range. So anyway, it's really funny. By the way, I think it's Ken Jeong, is that how you say it? I probably got it wrong again. I'm so terrible. He is in that, in his character. He's the Spanish teacher. Senior Chong? I don't remember, but it's one of those. And he's funny. Chang. Senior Chang, that's what it is. Sorry. But it's one of those stereotypical names on purpose, but with senior in front of it. And he's hilarious in that. I think that's kind of... if you like him, he is very funny in Community.
Ken Jeong is hysterical.
Out. Yeah. So here we go with a couple of tunes from Community on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
Sleeping 30 seconds long.
luck on this lovely girl. Costing me, she mean all the world. But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry.
The way it is.
Yeah.
That's the name of the song. By Bruce Hornsby and the Range from the show Community. But let's move on. We've talked about that already.
Yes.
So one of the other shows that I enjoyed recently was Stranger Things. Mark, I know you've seen...
I've seen the first...
Three seasons? Have you seen the fourth season yet?
No.
Okay, well, I have seen the fourth season, and I have to say, even though I enjoyed it thoroughly, it wasn't the strongest season. I'm a little nervous for season five because...
Isn't that... They say that's going to, is that going to be the last one?
It's going to be the last one, but there's going to be a time jump, and I don't know. Listen, I'm a sucker for a happy ending. I like it when things resolve and everybody, we know what happened and we don't wonder. I'm not a big fan of weird surprise endings, but I get that everything, if everything is a happy, you know, packaged up ending, that's pretty boring. So,
you ever seen The Mist?
No. You know what? That's one of my like regrets that I haven't seen it yet. But it just, you know, I just never think about it when I don't have anything to watch.
One of the most inventive, bleak endings of anything I've ever seen. And
yeah,
it's really well done. So if you're looking for a happy ending, this is not the movie, but it's a fantastically done movie.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out. My point being, though, is season three didn't have a particularly of Stranger Things didn't have a particularly happy ending. But it had a resolution to it that...
it felt very Empire Strikes Back to me.
Yeah, but it still had kind of a resolution that I could have lived with.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, the fourth season definitely has... Like, it can't be the end. There has to be a fifth season. And I don't know, like I said, if it continues to kind of slightly get not as good, that's going to be too bad that they just didn't quit while they're ahead. But I guess we'll wait and see. What season four did bring us, though, was two songs that hadn't been really on the charts for many years, becoming more popular than ever. And those two songs were Running Up the Hill by Kate Bush. That one just exploded. And Master of Puppets by
Metallica.
And the scene that they use it in, the Master of Puppets, is a great scene. So if you haven't seen Stranger Things, check it out. And if you haven't seen season four yet, check that out for sure. All right, here we go.
A little Kate Bush for you on the Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5.
You wanna know?
unfiltered alternative rock. This is Indie 101.